There's nothing you and I have today that we can keep. This idea helps me to have peace being exactly where I am right now. That means that there's nothing you have today that won't eventually fade. Therefore, there's no reason you can't fully appreciate what you do have right now. Therefore, there's nothing to worry about. If you're a little short on money today, if you're having relationship troubles, it's okay, because whatever you have, you eventually won't have it. And there's nothing I have today that I can keep either. So if you look and say, well, he has this or he has that, there's nothing I have today that I get to keep either. Every one of us, we eventually lose all the things we have, and that is also a miraculous opportunity. So think about every bad situation you can imagine in life. The miracle then is for that situation to end. Therefore, salvation is guaranteed, because you can see for yourself every situation ends. One of the worst states of mind to get in is the "this is how things are going to be forever" mind state. That often, like when I've felt depressed or anxious, I'd get this feeling like things are never going to change. This is how they are, and this is how they're always going to be. And that's a miserable state to be in. So now, when I get in a bad state of mind, I remember this too shall pass. Because everything passes, good and bad. The ultimate equalizer, the thing that really does make life fair, is the fact that everything passes. So if, for example, today there's a difference, often people think money and relationships are important. So whatever difference there is between us in money and relationships today will pass. So whether you have more or less money than me, whether you have a better or worse relationship, whatever it is you think you have different from me, will pass. Someday, it won't exist anymore. Someday, when I die, I go back to having no money. When I die, I go back to having no relationship. You know, in the sense of a relationship with another person, like I have with my wife today. So anything you think I have that you think would be worth wanting is not something I can keep. I don't get to have it indefinitely. What I have today, I really do only have for today. And that gives me a lot of peace then. It gives me a lot of peace knowing that I don't have to try and cling to things. Because life is very painful when you try and cling to things that don't last. So for example, when you try and cling to things like money. Money doesn't last. No matter how much money you have or I have today, it won't last. You'll either spend it, or you'll lose it, or someone will take it, or you'll get old and die and have to give it all up then. I remember thinking when my dad was getting towards the end of his life about his view on money, and I'm thinking, what do you even care about money? You're going to die, and then you don't have any money after that. Like, what does it matter? You know, why does money matter at all at your stage in life? And then the clarity then is available for me to see also, why does money matter in my stage of life? Don't I have everything I want? Yes, I have everything I want right now. Well, what difference does money make then? I have enough money. There's a saying I like that I think it comes from the Bible, and I think there's all kinds of different ways this has been said in one form or another. It's that God feeds the birds, and therefore, why wouldn't God feed you? In other words, the birds don't need to make money. The birds don't have anything to worry about, and they still eat. They're still okay. Therefore, what is there really for me to worry about either? If things that don't revolve around money, birds you probably think don't get married. I don't know if they do or not. But they probably don't get married. They probably don't have a lot of, they don't have a house. I mean, they might build a nest. But a lot of the things I often go around thinking are most important in my life, birds don't have those in their life. And even if they do, they're not probably conscious of them. Or I don't know. See, once again, it's easy to get into areas where you really don't know. Whatever I think I have that's important will fade. Even things like peace of mind and serenity, that can fade into misery and suffering. And yet the misery and suffering will fade too. the way to have peace, the way to be okay with things, the way to have good health, the one way to pretty much get anything you could want is to simply see that beyond all the living and dying, essentially, that goes on, of things happening and things fading, beyond all that, there's something here, there's someone here, there's someone or something here that perceives all of that. There's someone or something here that's experiencing this whole thing today. There's someone here, there's something here beyond life and death. And that must be who you are, because you are here somehow. You can't disagree with that. You're here right now. And yet, then when you can see that everything fades, the hopelessness that often is present in a lot of things in life, the hopelessness of various situations of being sick or having money problems or a bad breakup, the hopelessness then often is not there, because you know that it'll pass. And this is what helps me get through a lot of things now. Like, my mom fell off her horse a couple months ago. I didn't know if she was going to live. We were all scared. She was in the hospital for months. She then suffered a lot after getting out of the hospital also. And yet, I realize I don't get to have a mother forever. And this came because, well, dad died. And now I don't get to have a dad anymore, in the flesh, so to speak. And yet, through dad dying, I also realized what I loved most about dad doesn't die. How dad loved me as a son, the love dad had for me doesn't die. It's beyond life and death. It's beyond being lost. That is the whole love. The whole world is created out of that love. So what I liked and found most precious in my relationship with dad can't be lost. And that, to me, is an expression of the peace of God. Knowing that no matter what happens, everything is fine. Knowing that no matter how unsafe or unfair or unjust everything looks at the moment, that in the big reality of things, that the love never dies. So I'm grateful today to have learned this. I'm grateful today to have this to share with you. I pray that I remember this today, that this too shall pass, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. I pray today to remember that the most valuable thing I have is learning how to love and practicing a life filled with love, and that that may be the only thing I don't have to give up someday, that I can have throughout time. Thank you very much for watching this. I pray that in sharing this with you, you have the same opportunities to see this in your life today. And I hope you have a great day.